TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
You guys will be pleased to know that my phone keeps telling me that it was time to TanCast 18 minutes ago.
Good to know.
It's just been buzzing, really buzzing, buzzing. I'm like,
goddamn. You'll think about this later, and you'll realize you care. You care deeply. You care so deeply that you've got this, like, emotional scab over your heart that tells you that you don't care to save yourself.
Nope, I really don't care. That tickled Tim, though.
Well, I'm Andy, the A in TanCast, and these two other guys are dickbags who are mean to me.
Wait!
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well.
This week I talk a little bit more about my recent trip to Disneyland, Andy talks about losing his cat, and Noah and I play broom ball. And when you hear this sound...
You believe in miracles? Yes!
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast, and that was my passive-aggressive acting out against Tim.
No, I think I was just kind of aggressive. I'm Noah, the A in TanCast.
I just knew that if I introduced myself, it would make Tim a little angry.
You're right.
Yep.
You bastard.
Gotta poke that bear. No, I'll get you back later.
You got probably, Tim.
Probably tell you that your dick's only, like, marginally huge.
Ooh, take that.
Yeah. You take that to
put
the bank.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Or there. You take it there and put it there and do that with it. So how the Sweet. Fuck was everyone's week?
Wait, before that, we got sort of a listener email from Dean.
Oh.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
TanCast! Listener email!
Okay.
That I am trying to scroll through and find, and I'm having trouble doing it.
Hmm.
Oh, you know what? It's probably on the TanCast feed, not my wall.
Ah, it's not to,
It was a Facebook-y book.
Gotcha. Not an email to yourmom@tancast.com. Plug.
Here it is.
Your mom.
TanCast by the numbers. Episodes 100, 200, 300, 400. Hashtag milestone media. I was like, yeah, I have to say, like, 100 and 200 especially, I know we planned something for. I don't think we did anything special for 300 or 400.
You know, it's kind of like your anniversary. Like, it starts off, it's like, we've been married a whole year. We've been married 2 whole years. Hey, tomorrow's 11 years. Yeah. Should we, like, get a cake or something?
Speaking of, we're coming up on our 10th year this year.
We are.
A decade of TanCast this
Holy
May.
Holy shit.
I'm sorry, world.
Should we do something for that?
Yeah, I think we probably should.
Well, let's turn it over to the listener. Leslie, what do you want us to do? Or Dean.
Yeah,
I guess it's
say.
Two listeners.
We love you guys. We're making fun of the fact that there aren't many of you because we're not worthy.
We're not worthy.
We're not worthy of the listeners
we have.
We dropped
off iTunes for a year. We never recovered those listeners.
But that's weird, though. Oh, I guess maybe just people forget about it and they just never look again.
Yeah.
But how do we get those listeners? I guess maybe from Nostalgia?
And Netcot.
Okay.
Our first initial group of listeners were from Netcot, I would say. And then and then Joe from Grandma Girl. Michael, close the door!
Michael, close the door ashore.
Hallelujah!
No, singing, never not going to give me the giggles.
He shot his finger in the door like, gotcha, and then closed the door.
Did he kick his feet on the way out, Tim?
You go to fucking hell. Did you see how quick that story was?
I did.
It was in and out.
Did you see how it was a kicking his feet story, though? Did you see how you do it, too?
No, I don't.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Guilty as I am.
No, you see how it's no, no. You know what? We're gonna stop down and fucking. No. You're gonna realize why it's different. You stupid piece of shit.
Oh.
We were in the middle of talking about nothing related to children, your child, or babies in general, and you stopped the conversation to go, "My kid is in my lap, kicking his feet." I had just yelled, "Hey, Michael, shut the door!" And then he did something regarding it, so I did a little follow up on the way out of that story. That's the difference.
They were both interruptions.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Everything you just witnessed, it's like you're not even listening. It's like I'm talking to a Trump supporter. Oh, shit. The bear pokes back, nigga.
Oh.
In your face.
Cut me to the quick.
Surprise.
All the way to the bone, which that there's still a lot of gut meats to get through before you get to the bone. Don't let all my tales of weight loss fool you. I am still one tubby bastard.
Unless somebody would like to add something, now we can go to how was everyone's week.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Okay, well, speaking of tubby bastards, there is no fucking way the president is 239.
What? Slim, trim, and ready for action.
Believe me.
You think he weighs more?
Oh, dude, I weigh more than that, and you've seen me recently.
But how tall is he?
He says he's 6'3", which differs from his driver's license, which said he was 6'2". So apparently he's growing in his old age. I guess he's got that Andre the Giant.
They're always getting taller.
Yeah, he's like Andre the Giant like that.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, I'm 6 feet and I'm 2-something. And, like, yeah, if you're shorter, you got that much weight. But I didn't realize he was so tall.
Yeah, yeah. I first of all, there's no fucking way a dude's 6'3".
Second of all, if
he really was 6'3", he would have been saying 6'3" all these years. Yeah.
Yeah. This is one of those, like, guys, of the top 100 things that bother me about the Trump administration, lying about his weight is not even cracking it.
This is one of those ones like the lie about the who had the bigger attendance for his inauguration, where it's like, it's so petty and so obvious, and the fact that they're lying about this calls just everything else into question. Like, if you still don't doubt every fucking word out of his mouth, you should now.
I don't think that's going to be the turning point for anyone, Andy.
No, I don't think it is. I think if you're still defending, like, no, he's not lying. I think, like, having visual proof like this, or like that, you know, all the way back a year ago at the start
like
of this whole
or
thing.
Or like that, or like this, Anna.
Yes. It's just to be at the one-year anniversary and have such another obvious fucking lie. Like, the fact that people aren't, like, just staring at him going, oh, he's a liar still is fascinating. But, like...
Well, it's just one of those things that I'm like, why are we wasting so much time being angry about? Like, I get it. Say it, move on. But then, like, I've seen a bunch of this in my feed. Like, they have a full-time makeup artist to work on Kellyanne Conway and Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I'm like, who cares?
Oh, that... I don't give a shit about that. Everyone's got a full-time makeup artist. They have a full-time makeup artist working on the fucking president. Every president. Since the dawn of TV, that's no big
deal.
I'm
like, who cares? Like, why are you getting your knickers in a twist about some shit? Then they're going to be like, why do you care? This is why Democrats, we shouldn't listen to you because you're drumming up fucking outrage about something nobody cares about. Calm down.
All right. Well, how the fuck was your week?
It's great. No, sorry. That was referring to the people on my feed, not you now. Because I hadn't heard you say anything about the makeup artist.
Oh, no. Yeah, I didn't say anything about that. And I wouldn't because, again, duh.
Excellent. Glad we got that out of the way.
Yeah. But week, seriously, Tim, how was?
I wanted to talk about something I didn't talk about from my trip to Disneyland.
Okay.
I thought I talked about it on here, and then I went back and listened to the episode. I'm like, I didn't even mention it.
Huh.
So
I got
my youngest son is super into Frozen. And I don't know if I mentioned this. For Halloween, he dressed up as Elsa.
You did?
Yeah.
I did or did not?
I don't think you did. Okay. That feels like it's new information to me. But I don't always pay attention when people who aren't me are talking.
Fair enough.
Just like to know where you stand.
Good to know. And so, like, he likes his little Elsa dress, and he puts it on every so often. And when we were going to Disneyland, I'm like, you know what? I bet we have a chance to take a picture with Elsa. And they always let little kids run around in their costumes. I'm like, do you want to bring your dress to Disneyland? And he's like, fuck yeah, Dad! I was like, watch the language. And so we stood in line for a fucking ever to meet Elsa, and he had his little dress on. And, like, first of all, as soon as we got in there, the ladies fucking loved it. Like yeah, here, Michael's like, here's my little brother. And the Anna and Elsa were like, It's a little boy in a dress. Everything is wonderful now. And then throughout the day, he would put the dress back on, and like I was surprised at like zero negative blowback.
That's good.
Like I was kind of expecting like you got your son in a dress. Like not even anybody said anything to me, but I was expecting like side-eyed glances or whatnot. Nothing.
You know, 20 years ago, you might have gotten that side-eyed glance from me. So I think lots of people probably.
Yeah, probably me as well. I'm like, what? Boys in dresses, bullshit.
I was still, you know, pretty conservative Christian 20 years ago, Noah. Yeah.
I mean, I think we all had, all of us had different ideas of, like, how the world should be.
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, that's it.
We just had, like, random hang-ups about it that really were based in nothing but, like, just the cultural...
Norms.
Mood, I guess? I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah.
The closest we came was we were in line to meet Spider-Man, and then Michael put on his Spider-Man costume, because I was like, you know, equal opportunity for costumes.
Uh-huh.
And there was this little girl in front of us who was like, Spider-Man is going to love your costume. And... By the way, side note, kids make friends super easy at Disneyland.
They do.
Like, just like, oh, there's a kid in front of me? We're going to talk now. We're best buddies. You should sit by me. Okay. What's happening right now? Anyway.
I mean, I think adults can do that, but we just have all these hang-ups.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just like, oh, who are you? Do I want you to let you in my life? I don't know. You might be
so many adults also, though, have, like, spent their lives learning how to be shitty, and, like, just enough of those adults... have taught the rest of us that we got to keep our guard up. Because, like, 99% of adults out there would also be like, hey, new random friend. But we all know that 1% that's going to fuck it up for everybody.
Anyway, so then Michael said, yeah, like, Elsa really loved when my brother dressed up. My brother was wearing his Elsa dress. And the girl was like, wait. She turned to her mom, did he just say his brother was wearing a dress? And the mom's like, yeah, that's weird. And she goes, well, you dressed up as Captain America. She's like, So, like, she had this look like, I see your logic, mother. I can't dispute it.
Well played, mother. Well played.
However, then I proceeded to Spider-Mansplain web shooters to her. Because she was using Michael's hands. And he's like, so he puts his two fingers down like this, and then webs come out of his fingers. And I'm like, they don't, but I'll let it slide for now. And then apparently Michael didn't give her the reaction she wanted, so she said it again. I was like, actually. He's pressing a button with these two fingers, and the web comes out of a shooter in his wrist. Oh. And I turned to the mom. I'm sorry, I just mansplained web shooters to your daughter. And the mom thought that was hilarious.
I mean, in fairness, you were nerdsplaining.
Did you just mansplaining to me?
Yes. I don't think every time a man explains something, it's mansplaining. But
are now you mansplaining how you mansplaining to me?
Yes. I am meta mansplaining.
I will totally agree with that sentiment, Andy. And I definitely have felt like I've been on the other end of like, oh, you're mansplaining to me, where it's like, I didn't know if you knew, and sometimes I just explain random shit without asking if you know.
Yeah.
No, you asked me how to get to Rite Aid, and I'm telling you directions. I'm not mansplaining.
I'm explaining, and I have a penis.
See, first you take your one foot and you put it in front of the other.
All right, well, that might be. You put one foot in front of the other. No? You got that a Santa Claus?
No.
Actually, I don't know if it's You're Without a Santa Claus or the other one. Who cares, Tim? Let somebody else talk about their week and just shut up. Okay.
Yes, Tim. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Oh, fucking James will come in here and sing just that part of the song and only that part of the song over and over again. So watch yourself.
Drew loves doing my super bad impression of like the world's worst karaoke singer doing that. I've done it on Tancast
before. Because I love him, fuck him, leave him, but I don't fucking need him.
And first one's thugging, but anyway.
I don't know things.
Yeah.
Are you rap splaining him?
Yes, Noah, I'm black splaining.
Oh.
because I'm white.
We just hit a comedy vein that is going to be well tapped before the show's over.
I.e., driven into the ground. Now I'm comedy splaining.
I'm like, are you joke splaining?
I also had a tale from Christmas time that I forgot to share with everyone.
Yay!
Well, I mean, I shared it with you guys many times over text, but I forgot to tell it on the show. So we went to California on a Tuesday, and we're going to be gone for a week and a half. On that Thursday morning, so 48 hours after we left, we got a text message from the neighbor who's taking care of our cat that she
was
driving by our house on the way to work and noticed that the front door was wide open, and one of our two cats was missing when she went inside. She's like, are there places that she hides? I'm like, yes, and I listed off a bunch. I'm like, but why? She told us, it's like, oh, then the place she's hiding is out, because she was a rescue. She loves to try to get outside. And in fact, when it was snowing, like, we got that foot of snow a month ago, and, like, power went out and shit, and it was all drama. I was coming back in from cleaning the driveway, and the door didn't, like, close all the way. It kind of rebounded behind me, and she roared out, just straight out behind me. She hit the snow, and there was, like, a little, like, rooster tail spray of snow up into the front yard, and you could see on the markings where she'd hit the snow and turned and launched herself back in the house. But unfortunately, when we were gone, no such luck. There was no weather, so yeah, she was outside. Didn't trust the house that our neighbor to enough to like actually come by. She tried treats, she tried food, she tried water, she tried a lot of things to, you know, keep her around. She was spotted twice, but 8 days later, as we're coming home, she still had not been back in the house. And, like, the next day, Atlanta was going to be going well below freezing. So we were a little worried that our cat was going to die if she wasn't already dead. So we're unpacking the car. Pulling the super heavy fucking suitcases inside, and I suddenly hear my wife and son, like, starting to make cute noises outside, so I drop everything and I race out. She's out there, but being super standoffish, won't come close to anybody. Grab some treats, sprinkle them around. She comes out far enough to like grab the treats and then races back under my wife's car. And then once she, I guess she was, decides she's done with the car, decides nobody's going to reach under there and grab her. And I watch her like John McCain crawl up into my wife's engine block from underneath her car. I was like, oh, so that's where she hides. So I'm like, fuck, well, I can't disassemble the car to get the cat back. And I was like, okay, well, we'll leave some treats out. At least we know where she is. We can come out and try to make another, you know, we'll leave the door open for a little bit. And then I was like, wait a minute. I opened the car, popped the hood on the front of the car, lifted up, and there's a cat just sitting right on top. And she was super surprised that the car opened that way. So before she could react to it, I just reached out and grabbed her. And she was pissed that I had grabbed her. Oh, but man, brought her inside, had, like, my wife is, like, crying because she thought the cat was going to be dead, and now she's home. But she's all greasy, so I can't put her down on anything because she's got a week's worth of fucking engine grease all over her. So her first welcome back to the house was being showered more thoroughly than she ever has been, like multiple passes to get as much of the grease off of her as possible before we let her go. So, yeah, I'm a little surprised that she hasn't tried to escape from us forever after that. But, yeah, she's still home and still happy. That really kind of took some of the shine off Christmas, though, because, like, every couple hours my wife is, like, coming over. She's like, I don't think she's looking hard enough. I'm like, it's Christmas! She's with her family! She can't be, like, just parked in front of our house calling our cat 24/7. I was like, if she cared, she would be.
I don't know if it's, like, she doesn't care, but there's other things she cares more about.
Well, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, I tried to explain that, and Caitlin was trying not to be unreasonable, but at the same time, we're on the other side of the fucking continent, and our cat's missing. There's like, it's just sort of that powerless, like, there's nothing we can do. She could be dead. There have been coyotes in the neighborhood in the last couple of years. There could be coyotes again, for all we know.
But it has a happy ending.
It does.
Someone jerked you off?
Yep.
Robert Goulet.
Oh, and then actual this week stuff. It snowed again this week. So schools were shut down for 2 or 3 days in the middle of this week. They've been shut down for so much time now, because we also had, I think, like a scare or something like that. So they're at like 7 days. So they're like, they're in danger now of not being able to get full federal funding because of like the number of days of actual classes that have to occur. So like they were having kids do like actual schoolwork so they could get some partial credit while they were gone, like logging into these online things and doing it so they could like, you know, attest that the kids actually quote unquote attended class or attended some sort of e-learning. So summer may actually be a little bit delayed because of winter. It's weird because I live at the same latitude as Los Angeles. This is not something I was expecting when I moved to Hotlanta.
Hotlanta in your face.
Yep, that is the thing I said but sang, Noah. Precisely. Gotcha!
Wow, zing. Ooh, you want some ice on that burn?
Yeah. Get him some aloe. List of burn centers.
That's right.
Noah, how was your week?
Did I talk about the commuter?
No.
I saw the commuter.
Oh, I thought you were a commuter.
I am a commuter, and I saw the commuter. Oh. It was okay. It was good for movie pass price, I'll tell you that.
Did you feel like it encapsulated your experience as a commuter?
Not remotely.
Who takes a train to work?
Because nothing that exciting ever happens. Sometimes people get a little heated on the bike car. It was our friend Stephanie's birthday party. Well, you know, first I'll tell a funny story.
Okay.
So
I'll be the judge of that. You tell a story, and I will tell you what kind of story it is.
I've already told you, and you laugh, so.
All right, well, it's looking good for you then.
Okay. Well, then I'll be the judge.
So there's this restaurant I go to near my house, and there's this gay guy who very obviously flirts with me every time I come in.
Spoiler alert, it is a funny story.
And like he's like, you know, he's like, how you doing? I'm good. How are you? He's like, better now that you're here. Just every time. Just always happy to see me. So I've been there a couple times. And then I was on a date. And I bring my date in there. So we're there. You know, he flirts with me as I come in, as he usually does. And then towards the end of the meal, he kind of like is, his face is facing towards me. My date's right next to me. But he says like, you always throw me for a loop. And I was like, what is he talking about? I'm like, so then my date goes to the bathroom. He comes up to me. He's like, ladies. I'm like, yep, I'm into ladies. He's like, that's okay. I would have destroyed you anyways. So yeah.
So did you whip it out and compare equipment?
No.
Destroyed me. Ha.
I destroyed you.
Mutually assured destruction.
We should make a show about you two. Call it Mad Men. Wait.
Wait, what?
I think there's already something called that. That's the joke I was going for. I did it badly. I did a bad joke, Tim. I'm sorry, Tim.
I expect nothing less.
I know.
I know I was going to skip over the fact that we had some delicious chicken and waffles on MLK.
Oh, ooh. Yes, you're right. Yep. We went to some random place in Daly City. Delicious. A little hole, all in the wall, weird place. Like it was kind of like, I wouldn't say industrial, but not like a downtown like restaurant-y area where you're like, oh, let's go walk around and see where there is to eat. But it was very good.
Happen.
Let's go there, or I guess eat paper shavings.
It wasn't quite industrial. It just wasn't like a restaurant hub.
Gotcha.
What was it called? Because I feel like we should.
It was called We're Living Up to the Stereotypes. It was grape soda.
Oh, fucking grape soda is delicious.
Some other things on the menu, I was like, you wrote it in Ebonics.
Really? I didn't notice that.
Yeah, did you not notice that?
No.
Like, are you finna get fixins or something like that? I can't remember what it was.
Keith's Chicken and Waffles.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
Daly City.
You're doing good work.
Yeah, they got 4.5 stars. Tim pointed out something funny as we left. He's like,
Did you notice we were the only black people in there?
Except for the staff, we were the only black people. It was all white and Asian people.
All right. Well, I mean, well, that's San not true. Francisco,
when we first got there, there was a black dude and his white girlfriend, and they sort of hustled out of there.
Uh-oh, M2A's in here. What did you say, Tim? Too many niggers, that might be a riot or something?
Yo, yeah. Too many niggers, they call us a gang. I got to go.
That's what it was. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, and that was... then we walked around Best Buy and had an awkward interaction with a person.
Yes. I am reasonably sure it was a trans woman.
Okay.
Not that it really matters.
No.
But Tim was being his weird, funny self, and we were talking about the speakers, and he's like, none of these speakers work, to the person. And then, I don't know what made it awkward. I think the way they talked, it was just like, I was thinking about buying some speakers. I've been looking at that one over here. And we're like,
and then,
okay.
Like, expected us to be like, the devil, you say? Tell me more. Like, I'm like, I mean, that's great. Like, she seemed to have an expectation that we were going to, you know, want to follow up on that. I'm like, I mean, you've pretty much told me everything I need to know, and I didn't really need to know much.
I was anticipating this type of interaction. I'm not prepared.
Yeah, I was expecting you to roll your eyes and like, oh, look at that dumb person trying to be funny. I'm going to go over here now. Like, that was my expectation.
Then you flipped the script on me.
Yeah. Now I'm going
to
go over there.
How funny would it be if they did that on purpose, like, just to fuck with you? Like, huh, this guy's being weird. Well, I'm going to Norman Bates his ass. Mother
well,
says
touche.
I deserve some speakers.
Either way, it worked. And then we kind of stood there awkwardly making idle chit chat, and then we're like, all right, we're going to go now.
And we did.
See, that's why adults don't make friends easily.
I mean, in fairness, she was trying. She's like, oh, I'm going to be friends with these guys.
Maybe that's
like,
the thing.
No,
it's like,
man.
Like, we'll be friends. Little kids are fine with the awkward approach, and adults are like, that approach was awkward. There's something wrong with you.
Yep. Like, alarm bells, bye.
Yep. Shields up, red alert.
I think kids don't give a shit.
Yep.
There's yeah, like, you seem kind of weird, but that's all right.
You know what it is? All little kids are awkward. It's all awkward approach.
Yep.
That's all they got is, hi, I like Minecraft. Do you like Minecraft? I like Minecraft. I was playing Minecraft the other day.
Based on a true story.
The truest. Based on all the stories.
It is very awkward how kids talk.
Yeah.
Just kind of stream of consciousness, like...
Yep.
Minecraft. Oh, but I also like pudding. Chocolate is good. The other day I was at the park... playing the sand, and it was fun.
I found a stick in the sand, but my daddy told me to put the stick down because it was cat poo. It wasn't chocolate. I tasted a little, and it wasn't chocolate. It looked like
a
chocolate
stick. Do you like Minecraft?
You can build things with sand in Minecraft, but you can't build that in the sandbox. No, not because of the cat poo. Just sand doesn't make cubes in real life.
And what else did we do, Tim?
Segway.
That day or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Every day.
We went to our friend Stephanie's birthday party, and she has always wanted to play broom ball, so that is what we did. Are you aware what this is?
It's like street hockey, but with brooms, yeah?
Except we played on ice.
Oh!
So we rented
without
out
skates?
An ice. Yeah, no skates.
So, like, legit broom ball.
We didn't have brooms, but yes.
Yeah, we had little sticks that kind of looked like a broom without all the bristles.
Okay.
And a bunch of old people playing broom ball is dangerous.
Yeah.
Is that what we
are
now? Because
there was a couple people who were acting like, you know, we were doing our auditions for the broom ball Olympics or whatever.
I mean, once I started playing, I started getting into it competitive, like, attack! Get that guy! What the fuck are you doing? Don't stand there!
I would like to say I made the first goal.
Yep, yeah. Tim did.
Nice. Now, do you guys wear special shoes for that, or is it like just tennies?
Nope.
Nope, tennies.
It was just whatever we had on.
Which is probably one of the reasons people are falling on.
Oh, also, there was so much falling.
People were getting really into it and like just diving for it and like...
It was interesting because there was a section of people who were definitely like, okay, I'm sort of it. I'm not really going to push this. And there was people who were like, I'm going to win everything now.
And there definitely were some people that seemed to have some skill.
Yes. I was not one of those people.
But you did good.
He scored two goals. Wait.
I did.
Was it an own goal?
I scored the... What?
Was it an own goal? Scoring yourself?
No.
No.
Like your 20s?
Like, it was right after the face-off, and, like, most people were just still standing around and not used to, like, walk out on the ice. I'm like, fuck it. That's an empty net. That's a ball. I'm going to just keep going until someone tries to stop me.
And it worked.
And no one did, so I scored.
Did you turn to immediately and go, who's most athletic now?
I did make a joke about that earlier on.
All right.
But not then.
Okay.
But on that one, I ran back, and I was like, do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Also a good reference.
And then I yelled, I knew a sports thing.
Which is rare.
Very.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty fun though.
It was fun. I am sore. Particularly my hand. I landed like one time when I fell, I just sort of straight armed the ice on the way down, and my hand is not happy about it.
Is it still unhappy?
Yeah, not as bad as it was last night, but yeah, I did ice it when I got home.
Okay. That's funny.
Although there was, like, I saw, I was complaining about it, and then there was this other dude that was, like, just fucking all over the place. Like, and he would fall all the time. But he was still, like, he was in it to win it. But he would, like, sometimes he would fall when he was going for it. Sometimes he would fall when he was just walking around.
One of those more hard skills.
Part. When someone would fall, they were nowhere near the action. They were just like, like, what are you doing?
I'm falling. What are you doing for me?
Anyway, he had this huge knot on his arm. I was like, maybe I'll stop complaining about my boo-boo on my hand.
Oh, it hurts when someone kisses it, make it better.
Broomball, get into it.
But step carefully. It's dangerous. Yeah, I was kind of midpoint. Like, I wasn't like... I wasn't getting crazy, but I also wasn't just, like, standing around. I was like, all right, I'm not going to get too crazy. I don't want to fall, but, you know, I'll try to stop some people. I would do that again.
I would stretch first.
Probably a good idea.
And maybe work out for a year.
Yeah.
No, I'll do it without working out for a year.
And try not being in your 40s.
Well, yeah, I'm going to try that. I'm going to try and flex the capacitor to the shit, tell my 20-year-old self to try it, and then I'll just enjoy an experience here in the future.
Yeah. You're like, oh, man, that time I did that thing, it was wonderful.
I'm done. I did it.
Oh, man. Speaking of getting old, I looked at a picture of myself this week from, like, 4 or 5 years ago where I was rocking a full winter beard. There was a lot less gray in that beard, and that's not that long ago.
Now you're more distinguished.
See, it's the thing is, I don't have, like, you know, the Jim Caviezel where it's, like, you know, just the touch of gray on the side. It's, like, just all, like, salt and red pepper.
I mean, I've noticed, like, quite a few of our friends that when we were playing broomball starting to bald. I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
We're getting old.
I noticed that when I was carrying a picture of my 16-year-old self past a mirror when I was 21. So, yeah. If they made it to 40 before that started or before you noticed, good on them. Speaking to someone who didn't.
Which is nothing wrong with that.
I mean, I could still fake it pretty well, probably. I mean, it's thinner up top, but if I grew it out, it wouldn't look like a comb over or anything. You know, it's still there. There's not like holes in it or whatever. But
I mean, that's
yeah.
The one thing I don't get is the comb over, because I'm like, you're not fooling anybody.
Picard made this shit sexy back in the late 80s. Come on. Just be yourself.
That's right. I can't think of anything else this week.
Oh, Andy, did you go to a march yesterday?
I didn't.
Oh, I was like, if one of us did, I bet it was Andy.
Yeah. We had considered it, but it is extremely cold. Caitlin has some heat management problems. because of her neurological thing.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, we let Drew do a sleepover with his karate studio on Friday. And then basically sleep all day yesterday.
What are they doing out in the front room? Can you hear that, like...
No.
Ultimate fighting?
No, but it's shaking this whole room.
Oh, see, I was going for something that would be like, you were making a mechanical noise. I was like, hey, let's do something to have a totally different noise. But oh, shaking that whole room would be.
I don't know what they do in Ultimate Fighting. Maybe they have machines. That's what makes it ultimate.
they're building a wipeout course for you, Tim.
Oh, dear. No.
Like, quick, before you officially enter your 40s. Well, you still stand on the cusp.
What are you talking about? I'm in my 40s.
Eh.
Oh, because I'm 40, not 41?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you were under the impression I was still 39.
No. I know how old you are. You're older than me. I'm
the youngest
Tancaster. I took a lift
yesterday.
Oh.
Sorry. Random subject.
And?
It was neat.
Yeah. It is. It's weird.
It's very convenient.
It is. Yeah. I'm never going back to Uber again because they're shady as fuck. But yeah, Lyft is good.
It was the first time I took it all by myself.
Like a big boy.
Like a big boy.
I'm a big boy now.
I'm wearing big boy underpants.
Robert Goulet.
Oh, I saw the end of Fast 7 and Furious 40 whatever the fucking the last Paul Walker one.
Fate of
the, it was on FX.
Seven.
Those movies are ridiculous.
Yep.
I don't mean to break in with, you know, world-shattering news. Like Paul Walker's having a fight with some dude and then he like it's like he's trying to climb up a building and then they fall down like 17 flights of stairs and somehow they're okay and they keep fighting. And then somehow they're still high enough up that he ties a spool, like the end of a spool around this guy, and then kicks the spool off an elevator shaft, and then the bad guy realizes he's about to get tugged out and can do nothing, and then all of a sudden he gets tugged out and falls down, and then Paul Walker's, like, you know, superhero one-liner is, too slow. I was like, that's it?
It's probably a callback to a part of the movie
slow?
You haven't watched.
Oh, is it?
Probably.
Yeah, I jumped off after part one.
Yeah, me too.
But like,
actually, no, I watched part two, and I was like, this is ridiculous.
Well, at one point, there's a helicopter chasing him, and then the helicopter launches a drone that's firing missiles in downtown Los Angeles, and yet the cars are still being missed. Like, their street racing savvy is somehow enough to miss drone missile strikes.
Yeah, Tim, don't you know they've been practicing for 7 movies?
Well, then, so there's a person in a car who is doing a hack on her juiced-up iPad, and they're following her, so they decide to trade cars, so the two cars drive at each other, do, like, a skid, so that they're, like, the passenger window and the driver window of the cars are right next to each other as they synchronously turn at exactly the same rate around in a circle, and uh-huh. She jumps out of one window and into the other, and then, like, the two cars drive off in separate directions, and the girl's like, I can't believe that worked. I'm like, no one can believe that worked!
Tim, you've never done that.
Well, then somehow, The Rock shows up in an ambulance and crashes into the drone and destroys it by jumping off an overpass and landing on the drone, and then the ambulance and the drone explode in fire. I'm like, The Rock's perfectly fine. Seconds after I say that, he kicks off the windshield of the ambulance and walks out and dusts off his shoulder and, like, moves it like, oh, that kind of hurts. But that's it. Like, no visible cuts on him whatsoever. Grabs the Gatling gun that was attached to the drone and just walks off in another direction. Then they cut to Vin Diesel and Jason Statham having a fight over two wrecked cars with, like, two gigantic wrenches and random wreckage from the cars. Like, clang, 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 clang. And then the helicopter shows up and starts shooting. And then The Rock shows up with the Gatling gun and starts shooting at the helicopter. And I turn to my wife and mother-in-law. I'm like, I'd just like to remind you, this is a series about street racing. What the fuck happened?
Maybe once it was.
I think earlier in that movie is that the one where you've seen it, right, Andy?
No.
Okay, I think they get this reinforced car and Vin Diesel's character drives it off a cliff and it rolls and crashes and they're basically okay. Like, they're a little beat up. But it's just
like if we reinforce the car enough, everything will be okay. It's like, hey, you ever shaken up a can of soda? The can looks fine afterwards, doesn't it?
And right when I came in, it was the part they showed in the trailer where there's two, they're, for some reason, they're driving a car super fast, and the, like, one of the top floors of a high-rise building that is right next to another high-rise building, and they drive out the window and crash into the window of the next building.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that driving. Was a good one. That was a good one.
I'm like, you this know, is madness!
Earlier in that movie, Vin Diesel lifts that car, like, lifts the front end of the car, and is holding it while Paul Walker does some shit underneath.
Of course he does. Yeah, like, when Jason Statham and him are fighting, he goes to swing, like, they've dropped the wrenches at this point, and he swings at him with his fist, and Jason Statham moves, and Vin Diesel hits the car. It gets a dent in it the size of, like, if a car had hit it. I'm like, what? Vin, no, you didn't.
Why do you think his last name is Diesel?
That's also the series, in, like, one of the movies where they're chasing a plane that was going off the runway, and somehow the runway ends up being like 7 miles because the chase goes on forever. Like, it's like, has this plane taken off yet? Like, what's going on? So what I'm saying is, it is not rooted in reality.
Well, no, what you didn't realize is that was actually set at one of the few runways that they can land the space shuttle at. See, now I'm fast-splaining it to you.
And then, like, so the action is over. They've got the bad guys. Everything seems okay. And my mother-in-law goes, oh, it's over now. I'm like, no, we got a 5-minute denouement about how important family is. Sure enough, cut to the beach.
Family. It's all about family.
Yeah, family. It's my Vin Diesel.
Spot on. Spot on,
yep.
Sir.
It's like he's here.
What? Vin Diesel, you're on the podcast?
How you doing? Make fast and fast. Fucking nine Fast Furious 90s.
Are you having a stroke, Vin Diesel? You okay, buddy?
I smell burnt toast.
I will say, though, I enjoy the shit out of those movies.
Nine kind of looks like a lowercase a. We can do one more. Come on.
Yeah, they do seem like movies that are so ridiculous that you would enjoy them.
Yeah, they're just
like not
fun.
In a like this is a good movie kind of way.
And no, it wasn't like, oh, this is
decent high. Like reviews.
I mean, I think people now kind of go in knowing what they're going to get, right?
Yeah.
And Fast and Furious delivers. Like, people aren't expecting high art. Like, oh, expecting some great dialogue, you know, a wonderful script, a little twist at the end, a little. An Oscar material? No, there's like, it's gonna be some chase scenes.
No, it's like, oh my god. It's like Hardcore Henry. It's just gonna be balls to the wall, nuts, gonzo action, and then 5 minutes of family.
That'd be awesome if they got Daniel Day-Lewis to be in the next one.
That would be amazing.
Just hamming it up.
Oh, that would be the most. No. Acting like he's in a super serious movie. Taking his role, Daniel Day-Lewis method serious.
So Daniel Day-Lewis actually stole a bunch of cars in real life to get ready for this role?
Daniel Day-Lewis learned to lift the front end of a car?
I kind of wonder, like, if Daniel Day-Lewis would even be into those movies. Like, what does he even think of? Are they even on his radar?
He's probably too busy, like, I don't know, raising sheep or some shit like that. This is a dude who, like, retires after every single movie. Like, not, like, officially, but, like, he just, when he's done with the movies he's making, he just goes off somewhere. Like, I don't know, back to his pod to regenerate or some shit like that.
I do like him.
Yeah?
Like, I kind of appreciate that he's, like, you know, very sparse with, like, he's like, you know what? I'm not going to just, like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Cash in?
Not sell cash out? In, but, like, saturate the market with my stuff. I'm like, I'm just going to pick. I can't say I've always loved all his roles, like, but I'm like, I've been, you know, usually he brings something.
He's the only thing missing from The Post to make it the movie that everybody absolutely must see.
Tim wants to see it.
I do. I'm like, it's Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks, and Steven Spielberg. What more do you want?
Yeah, I want to see that one too.
Although that was a pretty good joke at the Golden Globes. It didn't turn out to be true. Seth Meyers was like, so yeah, The Post, it stars Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks, and it's directed by Steven Spielberg, and a woman just comes on stage with like an armful of Golden Globes. And he's like, no, you have to wait. We have to wait.
That was a good bit.
Yep, but it lost for picture, director, actor, and actress. So
yep.
Wah, wah.
I want to see, I don't know, a bunch of stuff I want to see. Two billboards outside of blah, 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 blah.
Three, but yeah.
Yeah, three billboards outside of wherever.
Walker, Texas Ranger, I think.
All the Money in the World I kind of want to see.
Yeah, me too.
And, Downsize I did want to see, but it did not last long in theaters.
Hmm.
Well, you can see it late at night, I think.
Well, I think I'd have to go somewhere, like far, not in the city to see it.
Oh, it's not in the city at all anymore? Bummer.
Not when I checked. I was like, it was like some of, like, I think East Bay was the closest place I've been playing. Or
East Bay.
Or North Bay, like across the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, nose yawn's contagious.
Yeah.
Not to me.
We were at Blake last night. As Tim knows, like, whenever groups of people get together, there's always that, like, let's stand outside for a while and just small talk for no particular reason, which I hate. I'm like,
although it didn't really happen outside. It happened at the bar when we were supposed to be leaving.
Well, it also happened outside after you had left. Like, because I was getting ready from Roberto.
Sucks. Sorry.
It was cold, and like we were just waiting, and then we were chatting. I'm like, why do we always do this? Like, what you got important shit to say? Right now, let's just go home. But I think it's like, you know, part of it should be, because like once I'm ready to go, I am ready to go. Like, it's not like I'm like, I think I'm almost ready to go. I'm like, no, I'm ready to go. I don't need to chat anymore.
That's my secret, Cap. I'm never ready to go.
At parties, like, I will usually only say bye to the host and then just bounce. Like, I'm like, oh, thank you. See you later.
Sometimes not even that. He'll just be like, smoke bomb, out.
Where did Noah go?
Batman.
Oh, well, Downsizing is not playing near me, I guess.
Huh. What if it's playing near me?
Let's go to Atlanta and see it, Tim.
Well, wait.
That
wait.
Seems cost effective.
Wait.
But Tim, we don't have to pay for the ticket.
That is true. Whoa! That can't be the closest one to me.
Oh, it is. Are we really waiting for Eddie to check the times?
What the fuck is that?
I was like, I think if this is what we're doing, I think we're circling the drain. We can just, you know, call it a day.
Yeah, no, this is far. This is far, guys. I'm not seeing Downsizing.
I've needed to pee since before we started, so...
Remember... Never trust a man to not blank-splain you.
Not today, drone trying to take out cars driving in a suburban area. Or urban area, not suburban, whatever. I'm fast-splaining to you.
This week, I hate that it's only been one fucking year of Donald J. Trump. And Donald J. Trump.
You're a decent person explaining to us.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. Fuck, it would take me an hour to drive to go see Downsizing.
I'm going to go on a limb and say it's probably not worth it.
No!
It looks interesting.
I'm like, yeah, maybe you Redbox that shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'll do that, or just wait for it to come out on HBO. Or Stars. Because I got that Stars money.
Nice. Oh, I forgot to apologize for the fact that the last episode, like, I got it all edited, got it all ready to go with the notes and everything, and then I apparently didn't click publish and just went about my week. I ran, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to listen to this Tancast. I'm like, where the fuck is Tancast?